warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and Your Life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and boy, are my arms tired.
Doug, your arms are tired.
Just from signature gathering.
Signature. You know, Rush Limbaugh must have been listening to you on this KGov show.
Oh, yeah. Rush has finally caught up with us.
And Matt Drudge, because you talked about all this Obama administration. They're all from Chicago.
Yeah.
And they're strong-arming Toyota because now the U.S. government owns GM.
They do. Now, we didn't accuse them of strong-arming. We just said there was an appearance of impropriety, possibly a conflict of interest.
Yeah, looks like a conflict of interest.
Looked like a conflict of interest.
It's like when a court fines you. That's a conflict of interest.
And then you give money to the court.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing, it's just... So anyway, we've got another conflict of interest now with the government owning banks, insurance companies, and the auto industry.
Yeah, it's a real shame. But hopefully you can talk some sense into these people. I caught you on Fox this morning here in Denver. Oh, I want to talk about that.
That was fun. Fox 31. Yeah. That was the Fox box with Shaul Turner and Uncle Nasty.
Uncle Nasty, who I didn't even know he was still alive.
He's 31 years old, and all that marijuana doesn't really. He's not looking good for 31.
He looked terrible for a 31-year-old guy.
We'll have to talk about that. That was fun being on Fox this morning
with a long-haired. What is a long-haired maggot-infested dope-smoking FM DJ?
Yeah,
from the death metal station here in. How odd was that to sit down with a death metal disc
And then
jockey?
The guy from Comedy Central and VH1, Joe Coy, the comedian.
Never heard of him.
And then Shaul Turner, you know, the local Fox gal.
Yeah, Shaul.
Anyway, it was worthwhile. We should talk about that.
Yeah, we will definitely get to that. I want to get your take on this story
that
I saw this morning. It's from Great Britain, the formerly Great Britain, I should say. Mm. And it's a documentation of the last member of a tribe dying. Now, the headline reads, last member of 65,000-year-old tribe dies.
Well, right there, the tribe cannot be older than the earth.
That would be a trick.
The tribe cannot be older than the earth. So I'd say take off a zero.
Well, there you go.
And subtract about 30%. And so, yeah, this tribe.
How do they come to these numbers, do you think? 65? They say that man.
They pretty much make it up.
Yeah?
I mean, the oldest cities, the oldest languages, the oldest writing, the oldest contracts, archaeology, jewelry. It's all in the last few thousand years before Christ.
It all falls right into that time frame.
Right. And from the Middle East.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man did not arise out of Africa.
Well, they say that we migrated from Africa about 70,000 years ago.
Yeah, they just make that up.
They just make that up out of whole cloth. Well, anyway, this tribe is gone, Bob. Here's a tribe that's been extinguished.
That's sad. That's sad.
The Bo, the tribe of Bo.
Bo?
Bo.
A whole people group.
Yeah.
Is gone.
Yeah, a whole tribe has disappeared.
Yeah.
And she was the oldest member. Her husband and a number of other tribes members passed away some years ago, and she was the last one, and she was the only one who spoke her language.
Oh, no.
So she must not have had anyone to talk to.
So that language is gone.
There's a language gone, and there's a tribe disappeared.
You know, it's going to help the folks at Wycliffe International, the Bible translators.
The Bible, yeah.
Now, this is sad.
This is sad.
It's sad because they want to translate the Bible into every living language
Earth. That's their mission.
Yeah.
And that's a great mission.
They're doing a great job, too. So this is one last language they'll have to translate the Bible into.
One last language,
You know what? Why don't I pull up on Al, my co-host here, Al Six, my other co-host.
Mm-hmm.
See, Wycliffe, look at this. Hey, Doug, you know how many?
What are they up
guess
to?
How many Bibles they've translated, how many languages they've translated the Bible into? Maybe you don't want to guess.
600.
That's a very close guess. If you look at New Testaments, 1,034.
Whoa.
Imagine translating the New Testament into 1,034 languages. That's what they've done at Wycliffe in the last century or so.
That's awesome.
And entire Bibles, 578 languages.
Wow.
They've translated the entire Bible into. They're currently working on 1,500 language translation projects.
Are there that many languages? There's a lot
of
languages.
Yeah, there are. There are thousands. And so praise God for the folks at Wycliffe. They're hoping that in the next 25 years or so, the Bible will become the first universally translated text since the Tower of Babel.
Wow.
Which, by the way, linguists, they cannot see how language evolved.
Right.
And they thought that primitive languages were evidence of the evolution of language.
Yeah.
Turns out, they've all admitted, there's no such thing as a primitive language.
Yeah.
They're all very sophisticated.
But, there, you know, there is a lot of, speaking of primitive languages, let me just, this woman from the tribe of Bo, she lived through the 2004 Asian tsunami along with her fellow tribes members.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, when the earthquake...
The tsunami after... The earthquake after our debate on the age of the earth.
Yes.
When the geophysicists...
One of those earthquakes.
We told them, you have to increase your warnings on the earthquake risk to governing officials.
You said that.
We
said that.
That would be a good idea. Yeah.
And that's one of the... How many? Half a dozen major earthquakes that have happened since then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 600,000 people have been killed since... We made that recommendation to the geophysicist at the debate.
Wow.
That, of course you should increase the warning because the earth is not settled after billions of years.
Right.
It's young and the crust is still in difficulty after the global flood.
Yeah. So, well, listen to what happened to the tribe of Bo. The earthquake struck over there, so there was an earthquake. And the elders of the tribe, she says, told us the earth would part. Don't run away. Don't move. And then the tsunami came.
The earth would suck in the water coming?
I'm not sure how to read this, but
it didn't.
It didn't. And the tsunami came, and apparently that...
Superstition is not good for your health.
It can kill you. It can wipe out your whole tribe. It looks like that...
The whole tribe.
Yeah, a
is
good part of the
gone.
Tribe is... And now the whole tribe is gone.
Sorry, our friends over at Wycliffe International. There's one less language.
But isn't it interesting that there is one little tribe... that has survived all of recorded human history.
Wow. The Israelites.
The Israelites.
You know, atheists, they look at the Bible and the Jews and they say they were just one insignificant tribe.
Yeah.
What does it matter what they said or wrote or thought or did?
Yeah, that's what they say.
One out of, and they say out of 10,000 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really? Billions of people keep a 7-day week.
They do.
Because the Jews record it in the Hebrew scriptures that God created in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. That was the first week.
Yeah.
And
pretty neat.
The scriptures, the number one book, the number one bestseller of all time is that book written by the Jews, the Bible.
That little tribe that has now
that little tribe.
Survived. And that 7-day week has really stuck, too. That worked out.
Yeah, liberals have tried to change that over the years. They try to make a 10-day week. It just doesn't work. And the 7-day week is not based on anything astronomical.
No, not
like
really.
Like lunar cycles. It's based on God having created in 6 days and rested on the seventh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there goes, say farewell to the tribe of Bo.
Oh, goodbye, Bo.
And then that's sad.
Sad.
And that's sad.
Hey, all Bo, right, now, by, there's a Bo who's a great signature gatherer.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah, Bo Ballantyne.
Yeah, he brought in a stack.
He's not extinct.
He brought a stack of signatures that was almost as thick as Bill Clinton's Bible.
Wow.
That's how many Bo gathered.
Wow, all right, Bo.
He's awesome.
So one Bo is gone, the other Bo is just getting started.
Yeah, now, speaking of signatures, we've got the No Signature Left Behind campaign.
That's right.
That we're going to announce.
No Signature Left Behind.
Right. We're assembling a team to do the processing of the signatures to turn into the Secretary of
State.
Takes
a lot of work. They got to get photocopied, scanned, and processed and recorded. All kinds of clerical work has to happen now on these thousands, tens of thousands of petitions.
Right. The legwork has been done, but it's still
going on this
weekend.
We've got another until Wednesday. You could get in your signatures.
Yeah, we've got
and
practically
that's crucial.
A week. And we got this weekend.
I mean, pretty soon you can't mail them in. You have to physically bring them in.
Yes.
Pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
We're getting real close to that date.
That time is coming, and it's coming very quickly. So if your pastor has not yet circulated the petition in your church, call Colorado Right to Life, and we will get a petition to you somehow.
How about do this? How about call Bob Inyart Live?
Call Bob Inyart Live.
Because you're here and you're one of the key organizers.
I'd be happy to bring you a petition.
Doug McBurney is making this offer.
You can call us at 1-800-836-9278. Ask for a petition. If you can only get 5 signatures, 10. Yeah. If your church has 30 people, we want you to have a petition. So give us a call here, and I will personally hand deliver a petition to you.
Cool.
I'd be happy to do that.
Wow. And so no signature left behind. So if you've got your signatures, you got to get them notarized and mailed in today. Real. They got to be in by Wednesday.
Yeah, you can't mail them any later than this coming Monday. Tuesday at the latest if you're in the metro area, but you know, don't push it too far here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got to get the signatures.
So we need signatures in. No signature left behind.
But I'm excited about getting out there this weekend. Different churches. We have volunteers who will be circulating amongst a number of churches, large and small, throughout the state.
Yeah.
So the signature gathering has not ended, and nor should it. We must continue to gather signatures because we won't know what we have until the last day.
So, Doug, I heard today from somebody at a public library.
They said,
I was getting signatures at the public library, and it's really easy because it's legal all over the state of Colorado at a public library, you know, outside their front entrance.
Right, right.
And here's how you do it. Just for politeness sake, you let the library know you're going to be getting signatures.
Right.
And then you get people as they're leaving.
There you go.
Because they're coming in and coming out, and you don't want to hit people twice.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
And it works better. I mean, hit was a figure of speech.
Well, no, I mean, I know what you mean.
You don't want to approach them twice. So as they're leaving, that's much better than when they're walking in.
Right.
So as they're leaving, you ask them if they'd like to sign the pro-life petition, and you could get a lot of signatures at a library.
Okay, well, I hadn't thought of that. And, you know, only asking people on the way out, it doesn't mess with the flow of business. You know? So we don't want to cause a disruption. We just want to give everyone who wants to sign the opportunity to sign.
Yeah.
That's the key. All right, now, well, I want to get to Fox, okay, because that was some classic Bob Enyart.
I had a good time on Fox this morning,
but
I got to say.
But before we do.
It was fun.
The Bob Enyart Live Telethon to keep you on the radio in Denver is underway.
It's so important.
It's underway.
Yeah.
We weren't able to, before we got on air, we've been so busy, we weren't able to get an update on exactly where we are, but we've got a lot of money to raise. Our goal is
$40,000. $40,000, and we're spending the vast majority of our time educating and keeping the personhood community in Colorado informed and up to date.
It is an all-consuming mission. Right
it
now.
Is. It's like trying to end slavery. It's like trying to defeat the Nazis.
Right.
It's very difficult. They're killing children by the thousands per day, and so we're trying to win that battle, and we're not giving the time we need to the BEL telethon to stay on for another year on broadcast radio, 50,000-watt station.
Which has been very important to not only the personhood movement here in Colorado, but across the country, having this station.
We have personhood leaders around the country who tune in to Bob Enyart Live to get encouragement, to figure out what's going on. They just got a lawsuit in Mississippi against the state because the state's trying to make it hard for them to submit their signatures. We'll probably win that lawsuit. So, Doug, we are competing with Mississippi to see who's the first state to get back on the ballot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Les Riley down there. So people are tuning in from around the country. They're getting encouraged, and we need your help because there is no big foundation behind Bob Enyart Live.
No, we don't have an endowment. We don't have an endowed chair. Your chair is not an endowed chair.
Let me look at my chair.
It's not endowed, unfortunately.
It's not even hardly a chair. Look at
in fact, if someone would call in with a couple of $100, Bob could use a new chair, frankly. Couple $100 donation, get Bob an endowed chair. You could endow Bob's chair right here. Call in with a donation.
So we really do need help. 800-8-ENYART. Notice the phone is working again.
Yes, the phone's 1-800.
We cast the demon out.
We had a technician come in and lay hands on
it. Of the Panasonic.
Yeah.
And it went into some salami in the refrigerator. The demon came out of the phone, went into the salami.
Wait a minute. Is that a Japanese phone? Panasonic is Japanese.
Yeah.
Is that anything? Maybe there's been a recall that we're not aware of. Anyway.
Okay, 1-800-8-N-Y-A-R-D.
You know,
1-800-836-9278.
I'm convinced that watching Uncle Nasty this morning lowered my IQ by 10 points. I'm glad you were on.
Yeah, it was really fun being on Fox 31, which is statewide in Colorado.
It's the local news that I watch when I choose to watch local news.
Yeah, right. Which is painful, but I do it.
But I like to catch the weather, you know.
Yeah. So they anyway, had four topics. Right?
They had now the topics. I want to bounce some of these off you because
you bring up the topic,
okay.
And I'll try to remember what I said on the show, and we did record it. So
we did.
We're getting it on a DVD.
Oh, we got to get that up on YouTube or whatever you do with that.
Yeah, we'll see.
To make it live forever. Now that Colorado wants to regulate legalized dope.
Right.
Now they have a different phrase for it,
you
but
mean
I like
marijuana.
Yeah. Now they call it medical marijuana.
They do.
I like to refrain from using that
term.
Yeah,
that's a terrible term. So
terrible.
Here's what, and we met this morning with that author, best-selling author, Greg Jackson.
Yes, we did.
We met with Will Duffy, founder of the Collaborators Project, and a guy who's heading up the petition signature drive, Doug McBurney.
Yes.
Doug was there.
Yes, it was a historic meeting.
We had a great breakfast.
It was awesome.
And we went over these topics, and so we all came up with ways to approach this. And so it was really fun being on Fox because I had input from you guys. And basically, with this medical marijuana, first of all, marijuana is not medicine. What kind of a medical facility do you have to keep 2,000 feet from a school?
Good point.
That's
one of the regulations.
Marijuana is not medicine. You got to keep it a half a mile from a school. It's not a medical facility.
That's a great
87%
point.
Of their customers with chronic pain are age 18 to 24.
What's their chronic problem? Dude, I have a real chronic problem with my dad, you know, man. So
Right. And then the comedian, Joe.
Wait, I thought you were the comedian.
Well,
that's
I should have been.
Stuff.
In fact, right, through the whole segment, they changed our name. So under him, it said Bob Inyart under the Comedy Channel VH1 guy. The whole segment. Joe, what was his name?
I never heard of
Joe
him.
Coy.
Joe Coy.
Joe Coy.
Okay.
From Comedy Central.
Under
Joe Coy, every time he spoke, it said Bob Inyart. Now, that is funny.
That's funny.
But, Doug, it was political. It was poetic because my lines were way funnier than his lines.
No, good.
He didn't deserve a comedy. Look at that. We just got $100 to the telethon.
There you go. Bob's chair is half endowed. If we could get another $100 donation.
Now, can we say? Should we say who that's from?
A fellow in Denver.
A fellow in Denver. Fellow. It was private. But
hopefully
we can
he's
see
not
the name.
Just passing through.
1-800-8-N-Y-A-R-T.
Yeah.
1-800-836-9278. So I point out that, hey, marijuana is not medicine.
Amen.
And then the comedian next to me says, I don't have glaucoma, but I sure hope I get it so I could have some pot. And I put my hand on his shoulder. I said, Joe, thanks for making my point.
It's just
a bunch of potheads.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of potheads.
Yeah, marijuana is not medicine.
No, but there's an active brain. I've noticed that every time marijuana is mentioned in the media here in the last few weeks, it's mentioned as medical marijuana.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just bothering me.
So 800-8-N-Y-A-R-T, 1-800-836-9278.
Yes.
What else?
Now, they wanted to ask about do lisp, don't serve. The don't ask, don't tell policy.
Don't ask, don't tell.
That is currently under review.
The homosexuals in the military.
In the closet, right?
And they're saying, let's remove don't ask, don't tell, so homosexuals could openly be in the military.
Yeah.
So my first line was, well, I'm against women in combat. I mean, they were liberals. They didn't really know when to laugh. But I'm against women in combat. So what do you want, a bunch of girly men? And I said, the last thing we need is green berets and negligees.
Very good point.
And they start getting the idea that I'm sort of making fun of their liberalism.
Yeah, maybe making fun of them.
Yeah, maybe making fun of them. And I pointed out that, hey, it's rotten to our servicemen to put them out on the front lines, and then when they do get to take a shower, they got to have a homosexual next to them who might be sexually interested in them. It destroys human dignity. It's wrong. God made us male and female. You don't have men shower with women because of a possible sexual attraction. Homosexuality is simply unworkable because it's immoral.
How about that?
And it's unnatural.
Now, it's been a long time since Uncle Nasty heard good common sense biblical wisdom like that.
Yeah, I was called a homophobe.
You were.
And I'm thankful.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you got your message across, obviously.
Yeah. So that was don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell policy.
What did you say? Don't lisp?
Do lisp, don't serve. That's my policy.
Do lisp.
If you come in with a lisp or you go to take the oath and you can't get your wrist all the way up.
Don't lisp, don't serve. Don't lisp, don't serve.
I'm sorry. You're not qualified. If you can't lift your wrist to take the oath. If you try to give a salute and you can't get your fingers above your eyebrows, forget about it.
Yeah.
We don't want you in this unit.
It's not going to work.
If
you love your neighbor, you're going to tell him God made us male and female.
Amen.
And it's fundamental rebellion against God to deny that.
That's right. And if you love your children, you will mock and stigmatize the homosexual lifestyle so that they will be inoculated against it.
Yeah, so that they don't try it out.
That's right.
And
now we do love homosexuals enough to tell them that their lifestyle is destructive and it'll harm their relationship with their creator and they could end up in hell forever.
Yeah, that's right.
We love
them
enough to tell them that.
Yeah.
But we still mock and stigmatize the behavior because we don't want our kids to even think about it.
Yeah, Jesus Christ loved all of us enough to die on the cross for us.
Amen.
He was raised from the dead.
Yeah.
So, but he had some pretty harsh words in his word
for
sexual immorality.
Anything
outside of marriage is sexual immorality.
Yeah, that's one of the top sins that God, Jesus Christ, preaches against throughout the entire scripture.
Yeah, because it's insidious, because you destroy yourself from within. And that's what homosexuality does.
Mm.
They destroy themselves from within. It's
sad.
Devastating.
It's sad. All right, now let's talk about the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, we were going to go back to the moon.
Now, this was on the Fox Box this morning.
Yeah, so Fox is 31. Asking you about, Bob, what
so
do you
Shawl
think?
So Shawl Turner.
Yeah, Shawl. Yeah.
Yeah, she asks about
this. She asks about the fact that the moonshot has been put on hold because of budget problems.
Yeah, and she comes right to me. She looks at me. Bob Enyart, what do you think? Obama doesn't want us to go back to the moon. And so I say, Shawl, why go to space when we've got an alien right here in the White House?
Oh, man.
And maybe Obama, what's Obama afraid of? If we go up there, what are we going to find, his birthplace? And so Uncle Nasty says, maybe we'll find his birth certificate up there. And I said, yeah, it's probably on the far side. So at least Uncle Nasty from the FM, Megan Infested, long-haired.
Yeah,
at least he was in tune with, Obama's birth certificate.
So you were finally bringing Uncle Nasty into the conversation. He's finally starting to get it.
Right.
He was able to...
Well, he was doing, the medical marijuana thing was the first.
Yeah.
And so he was just trying to catch up.
But anyway... after that. So, he lost his focus for some reason.
Yeah. So I said, no, but really... Going to the moon, that's like raw science. That's really good stuff. And when we get there, we study the moon. The atheists, they don't know where the moon came from. They can't even tell you how the moon got there. But we know because God made the moon. God put it there for us.
Yeah.
And then we went right to the comedian, and he had no idea what to say.
He was just lost.
Right.
This poor Joe Coy from Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Now, you'd think he would have been a little bit more prepared. I'm not a big consumer of Comedy Central product, I must confess.
No.
So, talking about the moon, we'll go up there, we'll learn more about creation. So you think the moonshot's probably worth it. Unfortunately, the liberals have squandered all of our money.
Yeah, we don't have any money.
We don't have the money to go to the moon. Yeah.
But it is fun to go to the moon. Like, there is so much evidence on the moon that the moon is young and not old.
Yeah.
Including the heat distribution under the surface of the moon. And it's just startling how much evidence. And they cannot tell you, they being the atheist, how did the moon get there? They don't have a clue. They think maybe it's not there. Observational error. Too much marijuana.
And Joe Coy didn't have a clue, but Uncle Nasty was sort of coming up to speed at this point.
Yeah.
Were there any... I'm trying to remember the other topic. The other topic was the
Tiger Woods.
The golf ball.
The golf ball.
Now, this is so that they were concerned, if I recall, that there's a golf ball with a picture of one of Tiger Woods'
mistresses. Actually, a number of them are being sold with his mistress's pictures on them.
With the idea being that golfers are going to tee off.
Yeah, and okay. hit those things. And I said, you know, it is somewhat misogynistic. Yeah. Back when Clinton was in office, the Slick Willy golf balls were bestsellers.
Oh, yeah, those were huge.
All over the country. Yeah. But it is somewhat misogynistic. But I said, Shaul, it was the Fox News anchor, Britt Hume, who had the right advice for Tiger. He said, Tiger Woods needs Christianity, and just as all these women, they do too.
Amen. All right.
They so do too. And the comedian went nuts.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, this Bob, you took a topic that is ludicrous on its face that it would even be discussed on a news program or even an entertainment program. And you brought some sense out of it.
Tried to.
And some biblical wisdom and some teaching. And that's why we appreciate having you in the Denver media.
I don't
so
know
much.
Why I keep getting invited back there.
Because you're obviously knocking them dead over there. Well, you're breaking a leg every time you go up there. It's
the comedian should have something, at least one funny thing to say the whole segment, not one thing.
You would think.
He should.
He must have just been down on South
Broadway.
The
only funny thing from the comedian from Comedy Central was that his name said Bobinier.
Everyone gets a chuckle out of that.
That was really funny.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's awesome that Fox News is having you on.
We
praise the Lord. And you know the reason they put you on, Bob?
No,
is because you broadcast a daily radio show on the most powerful Christian station in the West,
and they're hoping that we will promo their show.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But Fox is generally filthy.
Yeah,
so we don't promo their show.
But Bob, because we have this radio broadcast, it's like having a big stick, and we can't lose the radio broadcast. That's why the telethon is so important. Call us, endow Bob's chair. We need another $100 just to endow the chair. So call us, 1-800-836-9278, if you're in a place where you can call right now.
Now in Long
and
Island,
endow the rest of this chair.
Yeah, Doug, in Long Island, Newsday, they spent $4 million to get subscribers to their daily newspaper.
Yeah.
And they signed up in 3 months, they signed up 35 people.
Really?
35, as in fewer than three dozen.
But you have hundreds of people.
We do already. We have hundreds of people getting subscriptions, and we have not spent $4 million to get subscriptions.
No, we have
so
not.
We're good stewards of people's hard-earned money, so maybe we could beat Newsday. Maybe somebody could call up or go online to kgov.com,
right,
and they could subscribe to our videos. We have the video of the month.
Yeah.
We have the Bible study albums. Every month you get a Bible study album. Either you download it online or you get it mailed to you on a CD, an MP3 CD.
Yeah, starting with Genesis, going to go through the whole Bible.
Right. We have sermons once a month. You get a CD with the sermons from, you know,
Denver Bible Church.
Get to preach.
Yeah, so if you
I have
can't
the honor
come
of preaching.
Yeah, if you can't come to Denver Bible Church, you can subscribe to the sermon.
We have the old TV shows that are back on via DVD, and they're on TV on the weekends here
the
in
classics.
Denver.
Yeah, that
Channel
was awesome.
53, just DVR, NYART, ENYART, your computer, your TV will record them.
That's amazing.
So maybe we could get more than 35 subscribers.
1-800. We need to do it.
We do. 1-800-8-NYART. Thank you, Doug McBurney.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, 1-800-836-9278. Please help out if you can. And signatures, no signature left behind. Get your signatures in. Call Colorado Right to Life or Personhood Colorado. Maranatha, what a great school.